everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present to you our next guest. She's an award-winning artist who has been dubbed the Artist of Liberty for her patriotic work and faith-filled paintings. Some of its most notable holders include the Supreme Court of the United States, former Attorney General John Ashcroft, Glenn Beck, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, and many other noteworthy patrons in the sports, education, media, political, and business arenas and growing. Her annual Christmas card is a beautiful reminder of all that is Christ, Christmas, and God-honoring, and was started in 2006 as a rebuttal against the war on Christmas. Beautifully, with art, and with the gift she uses to give God the glory, along with the husband whose vision, support, prayers, and release have allowed Marnie to fulfill her God-given calling. Here to share more of her inspiring story is acclaimed award-winning artist and a special friend indeed, Marnie Freeman. Marnie, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. It's great to be with you on Testimony.
Well, it is great to have you. Marnie, I was so moved by reading your story and viewing your magnificent artwork and the story behind your story. Your 2012 Christmas card is a wonderful tribute to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And for those who want to view and purchase, you can go to www.marniefreeman.com. That's M-A-R-N-I-E, freeman.com. You will be thrilled with what you see, ladies and gentlemen. Marnie, in this segment, would you just share with our listeners how you came to paint and some of the miracles along the way? And then for our second segment, let's continue our conversation and the importance of mutual submission in marriage and how that really helped get you where you are today in life and in art. Marnie, please tell us your story.
Well, I'd be delighted to, Jensine. I have, ever since I can remember, wanted to paint, and I would do it for hours and hours on end. When I was little, I had a preschool teacher, parents, a neighbor, and eventually my high school art teacher that pushed me and supported me in that God-given passion. And I was raised in a Christian home, and I did walk in and out of my relationship with the Lord because I really thought I liked doing my own thing, but 99, 100% of the time that didn't work out well for me. And I went off to college and I left my passion for painting and went into graphic design. And then I recommitted my life. I found Christ again, not that I left Him, but it was that stake in the sand moment. And when I did that, I said, God, please let me serve you. Let me serve you, Jesus, in the area of art. And mind you, I was doing graphic design, and that's what my degree is in. But then in walked my future husband, Kevin, who you know, and he said, what do you want to do, you know, with your life? And I said, I want to paint. I want to do something good for God. I want to tell the truth through art. And we talked about that, and he said, I really think that's what you might want to consider. But we eventually got married. I wasn't on board then, per se. I just had kind of left that.
And why was that?
I would say fear. I'm like, oh, surely I couldn't serve him that way. So probably mainly fear. And then 2005 changed everything. This would be after Kevin and I got married. We had children, you know, life, a wonderful life. It's been, you know, goes on. But in 2005, Kevin, he goes away every year, fasts and prays for our family.
Which I find remarkable. I just have to interject here. How many men do that today who God calls to be the head of the home? Is that something that surprised you, that he wanted to do that? Or did you just know this up front before the two of you even got married?
Before we got married, that was when I put the stake in the sand. I said, God, I really want a godly man that will lead us, that lead my family, that will take charge, that if I get sick or our kids get sick or something happens or things like that, that he will immediately drop to his knees and pray. And he absolutely does that. God answered that prayer so beautifully through my husband.
Well, I know in previously interviewing your husband, Kevin Freeman, he's an author. He wrote the book called The Secret Weapon. He's also widely known as an expert in global economy. The two of you together have come together, from what I read about your life, in ministry, one hand washing the other, hand in glove, so to speak. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I know we're going to touch on that more in our second segment, but for those listening now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Marnie Freeman, acclaimed artist. Talk a little bit more about that, Marnie, and then I'd like to talk about your Christmas card, which is the perfect antidote for this horrendous war against Christmas.
Absolutely. Well, in 2005, when Kevin went away to fast and pray, he'll come back and say something simple. Do this Bible study, tithe here, give here, things like that. But he came back this year, 2005, and said, I really feel like I need to leave my consulting practice. And he has a passion for that. He's gifted at it, loves it. So I knew he wasn't trying to get out of his job, per se. And then he said, and I'm going to do that so you can start painting. And you could have picked me up off the floor. I was not ready for that message. And I told him that he probably needed to go get some food and water because he might not have heard clearly.
Right.
As he was the breadwinner in our home, because I was doing a lot of design work pro bono for churches and ministries that can't afford, per se, a designer.
Wow. And how long did you do that, this pro bono work?
I did it I did it before we got married, but even more so after, because we had the means to do that. It allowed me to do that, and that was my passion, really, was to help entities that were doing good things and to help them to be able to run with their messages.
Wow, very commendable.
Thank you. So then I proceeded to ask him, for one, are you kidding me? And then I said, I haven't picked up a paintbrush in years. I didn't own one, didn't own canvas, didn't own paint. And I said, what would I paint? And he said, well, the first thing you're going to paint, he had a list.
No kidding.
He had a list, and he said, the first thing you're going to paint is children saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and you're going to call that painting One Nation Under God. And then the second thing you're going to paint is a moment in former Attorney General John Ashcroft's life called Struggling to Kneel. And that story was, and he goes, and you're going to give that to him. And I said, I don't know him. Do you know him? And he said, no, but I really feel like this is what we're supposed to do.
Well, Marnie, at that point, did you feel he was being prophetic? Did you feel he just pulled this out of the air?
I didn't feel he pulled it out of the air. I just wasn't prepared for it, because he's been a very prophetic guy. He loves the Lord. He has a passion for what he does. So it all kind of fit together, but it just was like, I don't know, Lord. I'm not prepared for this. And I will tell you something about Struggling to Kneel. He said, you're going to paint that moment, which is the moment when General Ashcroft was about to be sworn into the U.S. Senate 10 years prior to 2005, about. And his dad, who was ill at the time, who prayed to the Lord. His dad is J. Robert Ashcroft. He was president of Evangel College. And he prayed to the Lord, and he said, Lord, I'm tying a knot at the end of my rope. I know I'm ill. I want to go home, but I want to see my son sworn in first, and then you can take me. And so he went to Washington, and he said, John, we moments like this, we need to get together, have a prayer meeting. So they did. A few friends and John Ashcroft got together in a small room in the middle of D.C., right across from the Capitol. And John Ashcroft got on his knees. Everybody else stood to pray for him. His dad, who was ill at the time and sitting in a big old fluffy swallow-you-up couch, couldn't get up. And he said, "Dad, you don't have to struggle to pray for me." And he said, "Son, I'm not struggling to pray. I'm not struggling to stand to pray for you. I'm struggling to kneel," which is what you're going to face in Washington, D.C., because the spirit of Washington tends to be arrogance, and the spirit of Christ is humility.
Wow.
And Kevin said, "You're going to paint that moment and give it to John Ashcroft." And I told him, after he gave me quite the long list of paintings that I would do, I said, I really don't know how this would come about. I really don't. I was hesitant, a little nervous, and 3 days later I got a call from a lady in California, and she said, "We're having a gala event out here. Would you design an invitation for us?" And I said, "That would be great. Tell me your theme." She said, "Well, our theme is One Nation Under God." And I just knew it was coming.
Well,
know when it's coming. And
so that was confirmation to you that what Kevin had prophesied to you, this was the opportunity and the open door. Marnie, we have just a minute or so left. Take us to the night of the gala and the presentation of your painting, and then we're going to pick up next week and talk more about your life, your ministry, and your beautiful artwork.
Well, great, I will. And one thing else that this lady said to me is I said, "Who is your keynote speaker?" And she said, "It's former Attorney General John Ashcroft." And that's when my hair stood on end, and I said, "Okay, Kevin, I'm on board." So you speed ahead to the gala, and they incorporated into their program us presenting that painting to him. He could not believe it. He teared up. His dad passed away the day after that event.
Wow.
And so it was very profound for him, very profound for us, and very profound for people who see it, because I've had people tell me, I didn't know the Lord still speaks today. Absolutely he does, through his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We just don't get still enough anymore. We're just busy, busy, busy.
Well, that is so true. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Marnie Freeman, acclaimed artist. You can learn more about Marnie's work, purchase her magnificent Christmas card by going to www.marniefreeman.com. I'd like to leave the listeners with this, the inside of your card, which reads, "To a world craving peace, the good news of the Messiah brings lasting hope and joy. Merry Christmas, peace on earth, goodwill toward men." And then the scripture, quote, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper." Psalm 122:6. Marnie, thank you for being with us today, and we look forward to having you share more of your life next week on Testimony. God bless you.
God bless, Jensie. Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard just a little of one woman's dream to fulfill her God-given destiny. Through the medium of art, the gift God clearly gave to her, and with the nurture and support of her husband and hard work, became a reality. Marnie Freeman is an acclaimed artist known as the, quote, "artist of liberty," with her paintings adorning the highest court in the land, with notables in the political, business, sports, and media industries. What began as a walk of faith in art is now a full-blown career. Here to tell more of her story in part two of our conversation today is acclaimed, award-winning artist and my good friend, Marnie Freeman. Marnie, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine, for having me back again.
It's great to have you back. Marnie, your Christmas card of 2012 is beauty and message at its finest. And for those who may want to view and or purchase, they can go to www.marniefreeman.com. It's a great card for the new year as well, and keeps the time-honored traditions of Christ in Christmas, and may I say, faith and honor, and the continued importance of our need to stand with Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You have depicted all of this beautifully, as you have with all of your exquisite paintings. Marnie, for this segment, I would like for you to share with us how faith in your own life propelled you to where you are today, and how your husband, author and global economist Kevin Freeman, whom I've also had the pleasure of interviewing for Testimony, played a part in your success and why. Marnie, tell us more of your story.
Well, it's a fabulous story in the sense that God, you know, he just works with people individually, and in his sense of humor, but his amazing plan, I learned submission very well. Kevin would go away and pray, and he would come back and tell me of a painting that I needed to paint. And a lot of the time I wasn't on board, per se, because it might have been, subject matter might have been painted before many times, things like that. An instance would be And Justice for All, that particular painting. We felt like we were supposed to paint the Supreme Court, and, well, actually Kevin told me that I would do that, and I questioned him why, because it just was already done many, many times. And he said, well, I think it's supposed to be the back. So I literally flew up there, walked up to the back of the Supreme Court, which is hardly, rarely ever seen in public. It's not as grand as the front, but at the top of the pediment is Moses and the Ten Commandments. And this came out about the time when, you know, we're trying to strike down off of our any federal buildings Moses and the Ten Commandments.
Right.
So I knew right when I walked up. I said, okay, I'm on your plan. So God was working with me about submission and, you know, listening to what my husband is saying. And it's not submission like, you know, beat you down, you're going to do what I'm going to do and tell you what I do and want you to do and things like that. It's not that at all. It's encouraging. It's uplifting. I have a stellar husband, number one, who hears the voice of the Lord, and that's very helpful and it's very trusting. So God really worked with me on that, being raised in a very independent, feministic-type society that we can do it on our own, by gosh, and that's how we're going to do it.
Right.
The Lord was telling me differently. So.
Right, and submission in a lot of the feminist movement is really a dirty word, and I think that's because they don't understand the godly principle of submission. And would you say that there is strength in submission and not weakness? And how would you explain that?
Absolutely strength, but I had to learn it too. I didn't know any better. And it is one of encouragement. And the Lord is working through the art only because I am a submitted vessel to him and to my husband. It doesn't mean I can't go out in the workforce and, you know, have a high paid position, things like that. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that let my husband just lead our family. If we come to an impasse, I'll submit to that. And then, you know, the Lord turns it around, or he lets me know, or I see that that is truly the best way for our family, things like that. It is encouraging. It is affirming. It is uplifting. So it's definitely a paradigm shift for people like me who are raised a little bit differently.
Exactly, and I think you've just answered the question I was going to ask you next, which was, how have you and Kevin worked together to fulfill your God-given destiny? You're the mother of two beautiful girls. You have a very busy life, and so does your husband. He's very successful. So I would imagine in our last segment, you talked about the fact that he goes away, he prays, he fasts, he gets the word of the Lord, and he comes back and he imparts that to you. And he looks to get in agreement with you. And it sounds to me that you witness with what he's sharing with you, and that vision that he brings back, you actually execute and have executed in a number of your paintings, which some of the most prestigious offices in the land, the Supreme Court, Justice Scalia, your painting is hanging there, General John Ashcroft, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Glenn Beck, others, the list goes on and on and on. God literally took your dream and gave you a major platform, and you are using that platform, Marnie, to promote Jesus Christ, give glory and honor to him.
Absolutely.
And I just so admire that, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on a program today. Here's a question for you. What do you rely on most for your inspiration? And maybe that's a no-brainer. And do you ever get painter's block?
I absolutely get painter's block. I get it all the time, and that is partly because as a mom, if I'm trying to paint and I hear a squeal or a noise or something, I think we're kind of in tune to go take care of that or find out what it is, or, you know, because my children are still here and they're pretty young. So I get painter's block if I don't get large chunks of time. I can't sit down for 30 minutes and paint and leave and come back. I really do need chunks of time, and maybe the Lord will work with me on that in the future, but I generally need like several hours at a sit down. And how I break painter's block would be looking at other artists, museums. I'll go to museums and just sit there and pray and seek inspiration from that. A lot of it comes from the scripture, because there's a lot of meat in scripture, clearly.
Amen.
But just praying and seeking God. I really have had pretty clear, I would call them quote-unquote marching orders from the Lord as to what I paint. I don't generally, only recently have I been able to do, just sit down and, you know, goof off and do some things that, you know, what he hasn't told me to do or whatever, but.
Right.
Those are just a couple of ways that I get to do that. And then just having time with Kevin. I have to brag on him. He's brilliant. And him and I can feed off each other and brainstorm, and he just inspires me. So if I get time with him, and as you know, he's, you know, working a lot, gone a lot, speaking, things like that.
He's a global economist, and he's an author. He's traveling and is touring, and you two have worked together to manage your careers when you laid down your career for a season to come behind him, and he left his business for a year to come alongside you, so you two are working hand in glove. You have a painting, Marnie, called The Gift of Life. It's a salvation message in its depiction of the birth of Christ, but it also reminded you of your own rebirth. Can you explain? And then I want to talk about your upcoming paintings, what they mean to you, the message you are trying to communicate, and how listeners can come alongside of you, purchase your paintings, your cards, get behind what you're doing, because in essence, you are using your art to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ, faith, honor, and patriotism in our country. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Marnie, tell us more, please.
Well, The Gift of Life was, for me, the gift of life several times over, because I was born, my natural mother had me, I was born again, salvation, Jesus Christ. I had another rebirth of sorts by marrying my husband, and then the birth of two children. So I have seen the gift of life several times over.
Right. And I imagine the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which when I look at your paintings, when I look at the Christmas card that you produced for 2012, which can also be used for the new year, there's just something about it that draws you in, and in the way you paint, there are hidden messages in your painting. If they want to learn what those are, they can go to your website at www.marniefreeman.com. Marnie, tell us about what you have coming up in the future, and what message you are trying to convey and how that can help us grow as Christians and as a nation.
Well, I actually have quite a long list, but I think one of the ones that is going to be most important to me is I like to tell truth through the art. The art speaks for itself. I don't really have to say much through it. But I do, if I'm going to paint a historical painting, sometimes I try to do it as accurately as possible. The next ones are going to be Church in the Capitol 1, 2, and 3, and I actually started that several years ago. I'll get back to Church in the Capitol, but City on a Hill, Every Line in the Pledge. Like I said, I have quite a list, but Church in the Capitol 1 will be Thomas Jefferson riding to our Capitol, our U.S. Capitol, on horseback to attend church services. The man known for the separation of church and state clause. And he is the one who ordered that our federal buildings, the Treasury, U.S. Capitol, be open for church services, because at the time there were very few, if any, buildings available for church services, and he attended them. We have that on record. And he also ordered the Marine Corps Band to play for those services, and that's how that Marine Corps Band came to be known as the President's Own.
And, Marnie, if someone wanted to commission you to do a painting just for them, how would they do that?
Well, they can contact me through the website, or my direct email is marnie@marniefreeman.com, and then I just discuss it with them and talk about, you know, what are their goals for this painting, what do they want to convey, things like that, and sometimes we can try to help entities based on that painting.
Wonderful. Are there any last words of encouragement that you want to leave our listener as we go into the new year?
Don't be afraid. Go for it. Take time. Sit with the Lord. Sit at His feet. Do what He's calling you to do, because you can hear Him if you sit and listen and get in His Word every day. And just basically to pray for one another, pray for us, for our goals, so that we can help entities across the country to promote the truth of Jesus Christ and the truth of our country's founding, things like that. So support retailers who share Christianity and Jesus. I'd say that's a big one.
Well, Marnie, I really want to thank you for being with us today on Testimony. You and Kevin are good personal friends and extraordinarily gifted. I pray that God continues to bless you and your ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Marnie Freeman, acclaimed artist. You can hear more about Marnie's life through her website. God bless you, Marnie, and we look forward to talking with you and Kevin together sometime soon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you, Tennessee.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.